What time are we supposed to break Ekadasi? Yeah. Znatyate. Do you know? Znate. Znate, Shtovremya Ekadasi? To break Ekadasi? Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Gopi Dara Balaba Grivaradari Jaya Grivaradari Balaba Grivaradari Jaya Grivaradari Sadanandana Raja Janaranjana Jaya Raja Janaranjana Nana Raja Janaranjana Jaya Raja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Varachari Jaya Kunja Vihari Yamuna Tira Varachari Jaya Kunja Vihari Yamuna Tira Varachari Jaya Kunja Vihari Radha Madhava Jayakunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Grivaradari, Jaya Grivaradari. Balaba Grivardari Jaya Grivardari. Nanana Raja Jana Ranjana Jaya Raja Jana Ranjana. Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jaya Raja Jana Ranjana. Tiravarachari Jaya Kunja Vihari. Yamuna Tiravarachari Jaya Kunja Vihari. Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari. Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari. Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parvatakasharya Asatara Siddhushi Sriman His Divine Grace Shalim Bhaktam Saslava Shri Guru Ishi Guranga Mong Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhute Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatundeve Gauravani Vrajarane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatya De Sitarana Om Agyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Haiham Tadati Swapadantikam Pandeham Shigro Shiyuta Parakamalam Shigram Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Dham Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakam Svitam Cha Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishubhanu Sita Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakapa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Padidanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Divinity and Divine Service, Text Number 18.
Čitamo iz Srimad Bhagavatama, prvo pjevanje, drugo poglavlje koje nosi naslov Bog i božanska služba, stih 18.
Našta prajeshva bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Bhagavat Yutama Shloke
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki
Nashta Prayesh Vabhadreshu
Nashta Prayesh Vabhadreshu
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Bhagavat Yutama Shloke
Bhagavat Yutama Shloke
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki
Nashta Prayesh Vabhadreshu
Nashta Prayesh Vabhadreshu
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Bhagavat Yutama Shloke
Bhagavat Yutama Shloke
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki
Nashta Prayesh Vabhadreshu
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke
Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki
Nashta Prayesha Bhadreshu
Nashta Prayesha Bhadreshu
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke
Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki
Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki
Dame.
Nashta prayeshva bhadreshu
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke
Dame or Damya?
Dame. Dame.
Dame.
Nashta prayeshva bhadreshu
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke
Bhaktir Bhagavati Naishtiki. Nashta. Destroyed.
Unishtena.
Prayeshu. Almost to nil.
Gotovo potpuno.
Abhadreshu. All that is inauspicious.
Sve što je nepovoljno.
Nityam. Regularly.
Redovito.
Bhagavata. Srimad Bhagavatam or the pure devotee.
Srimad Bhagavatama ili čistog bhakte.
Čista. Clean.
Čistog.
Sevaya. By serving.
Služenjem.
Služen. Bhagavati. Unto the personality of Godhead.
Božansku osobu.
Utama. Transcendental.
Transcendentalne.
Shloke. Prayers.
Molitve.
Bhakti. Loving service.
Služenje s ljubavlju.
Bhavati. Comes into being.
Postaje.
Nashtiki. Irrevocable.
Neopozivo.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam, and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact.
Prijevodi smisao njegove božanske milosti A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Redovitim slušanjem Bhagavatama i služenjem čistoga bhakte, sve što uznemirava srce biva gotovo u potpunosti uništeno, a služenje puno ljubavi prema svevišnjem gospodinu, koji se veliča transcendentalnim pjesmama, utemeljuje se kao neopoziva činjenica.
Purport. Here is the remedy for eliminating all inauspicious things within the heart, which are considered to be obstacles in the path of self-realization. The remedy is association of the Bhagavatas. There are two types of Bhagavatas, namely the book Bhagavat and the devotee Bhagavat. Both the Bhagavats are competent remedies, and both of them or either of them can be good enough to eliminate the obstacles. A devotee Bhagavat is as good as the book Bhagavat because the devotee Bhagavat leads his life in terms of the book Bhagavat. And the book Bhagavat is full of information about the personality of Godhead and his pure devotees, who are also Bhagavats. Bhagavata, book, and the Bhagavat and the person are identical. The devotee Bhagavata is the direct representative of Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. So by pleasing the devotee Bhagavata, one can receive the benefit of the book Bhagavata. Human reason fails to understand how by serving the devotee Bhagavat or the book Bhagavata, one gets gradual promotion on the path of devotion. But actually, these are facts explained by Srila Narada Dev, who happened to be a maidservant's son in his previous life. The maidservant was engaged in the menial service of the sages, and thus he also came into contact with them. And simply by associating with them and accepting the remnants of food stuff left by the sages, the son of the maidservant got the chance to become the great devotee and personality Srila Narada Dev. These are the miraculous effects of the association of the Bhagavatas. And to understand these facts practically, it should be noted that by such sincere association of the Bhagavatas, one is sure to receive transcendental knowledge very easily. With the result, he becomes fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. The more progress is made in the devotional service under the guidance of the Bhagavatas, the more one becomes fixed in the transcendent loving service of the Lord. The messages of the book Bhagavat, therefore, have to be received from the devotee Bhagavata, and the combination of these two Bhagavatas will help the neophyte devotee to make progress on and on.
Smisao. Ovdje je opisan lijek za čišćenje srca od svih nepovoljnosti koje se smatraju zaprekama na putu samospoznaje. Lijek je društvo Bhagavata. Postoje dvije vrste Bhagavata, knjiga Bhagavata i Bhakta Bhagavata. I jedan i drugi Bhagavata djelotvorni su lijekovi. Sami ili zajedno dovoljno su moćni da uklone zapreke. Bhakta Bhagavata dobar je isto tako kao knjiga Bhagavata, jer svoj život vodi u skladu sa knjigom Bhagavatom, punom podataka o svevišnjem i njegovim čistim bhaktama, koji su također Bhagavate. Knjiga Bhagavata i osoba Bhagavata istovjetni su. Bhakta Bhagavata izravni je predstavnik Bhagavana, božanske osobe. Zadovoljavajući Bhaktu Bhagavatu možemo steći dobrobit knjige Bhagavate. Ljudski um ne može shvatiti kako se služenjem Bhakte Bhagavate ili knjige Bhagavate možemo postupno uzdići na putu predanosti. Tu je činjenicu objasnio Srila Narada Dev, koji je u svom prošlom životu bio sin sluškinje. Njegova je majka služila mudrace i tako je on došao u dodir s njima. Samo se družeći s mudracima i jedući ostatke njihove hrane, sin sluškinje dobio je priliku da postane veliki bhakta i uzvišena osoba Srila Narada Deva. To su čudesne posljedice društva Bhagavata. Da bismo ih bolje shvatili, valja napomenuti da ćemo takvim iskrenim druženjem s Bhagavatama veoma lako primiti transcendentalno znanje, koje će nam omogućiti da postojano predano služimo gospodina. Stoga se poruke knjige Bhagavate moraju primiti od Bhakte Bhagavate, a spoj tih Bhagavata pomoći će Bhakti početniku da dalje napreduje.
My purpose was shorter in Croatian.
Čini se da je smisao bio kraći na hrvatskom.
Nashta praeš vabhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam, and by rendering a service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact.
Redovitim slušanjem Bhagavatama i služenjem čistog bhakte, sve što uznemirava srce biva gotovo u potpunosti uništeno. A služenje puno ljubavi prema svevišnjem gospodinu, koji se veliča transcendentalnim pjesmama, utemeljuje se kao neopoziva činjenica.
Namo Vishnu Vraya Krishna Pristaya Bhutaye Srimate Bhakti Viranta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatun Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskyatya De Sadharane. This is the remedy for all problems.
Ovo je lijek za sve probleme.
Arjuna had some problems.
Arjuna imao neke probleme.
And he narrowed his problem down to his mind.
I smanjio je svoje probleme putem svoga uma.
Prahlad Maharaj said, in this material world there is no enemy except for the uncontrolled mind.
Prahlad Maharaj je rekao da u ovom materijalnom svijetu ne postoji neprijatelj osim nekontroliranog uma.
The mind imagines so many things.
Um zamišlja tako mnogo stvari.
So much is mind today. Idam adya maya labdvam imam prapse manoritam. Idam astiyam apime bhavishyati punardhanam aso maya takshatror hanishe chapalanapi ishvaraham mahambhogi sraham malvansukhi adyo bijanavanasmi konyosti sadrishamaya yakshe dashamimodisha itya agyanam vibohitaha. So this is the... Well, I guess not everyone knows Sanskrit here, so translate it.
Pretpostavljam da ne znaju mnogi sanskrit, morat ću ovo prevesti.
So much is mine today.
Toliko mnogo toga je moje danas.
And in the future I'll get more and more and more.
I u budućnosti ću steći još više i više i više.
So much money do I have.
Toliko mnogo novca imam danas.
And I'll get more.
I steći ću više.
He is my enemy.
On je moj neprijatelj.
And I have killed him.
I ja sam ga ubio.
And my other enemies will also be killed.
I moji drugi neprijatelji će također biti ubijeni.
I am the Lord of everything.
Ja sam gospodar svega.
I am perfect.
Ja sam savršen.
I am powerful.
Ja sam moćan.
And I am happy.
Ja sam sretan.
I am surrounded by rich and aristocratic relatives.
Ja sam okružen bogatim i aristokratskim osobama.
I will perform some sacrifice.
Vršit ću neko žrtvovanje.
I will give in charity.
Daću nešto milostinje.
And I'll go to the heavenly planets.
I otići ću na rajske planete.
And there I'll kiss the apsaras.
I tamo ću se ljubiti sa apsarama.
Thus I'll rejoice.
Tako ću uživati.
In this way the demoniac are bewildered by ignorance.
Na taj način su demonske osobe ophrvane neznanjem.
So these are some of the thoughts that disturb us.
Ovo su neki od misli koje nas uznemiravaju. Također.
At least me, I don't know about the rest of you.
Barem mene, ne znam za ostatak publike.
So how do you, and Arjuna said he had some problems like that also.
Arjuna je rekao da imao i sam nekih problema poput ovih.
Chanchalam himana krishna pramati balavadridam tasyaham nigraham vaye vayor iva sadriskuram. My dear Arjuna, the mind is chanchalam, it's flickering.
Moj dragi Arjuna, um je chanchala, on je treperav.
Chanchalam himana krishna pramati, very powerful.
Vrlo je moćan.
Balavan and very strong.
I vrlo jak.
Very difficult and obstinate.
Vrlo težak za prevazići.
Very difficult to control.
Vrlo težak za kontrolirati.
I think Arjuna said to subdue it seems to be more difficult than trying to control the wind.
Arjuna je rekao, ja mislim da je pokoriti um teže nego kontrolirati vjetar.
Not as difficult, but more difficult.
Nije jednako kao kontrolirati vjetar, nego čak i teže.
So go outside when it's windy and try to stop the wind.
Pokušajte izaći napolje kada je vjetrovito i pokušajte zaustaviti vjetar.
Try saying stop.
Pokušajte reći stop.
And if it doesn't work, shout louder.
I ako ne funkcionira, možete glasnije to izgovoriti.
But and Krishna says, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Asamshayam Mahabaho. He calls Arjuna mighty armed.
I on zove Arjunu, Krishna, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, kaže, o moćni Arjuna, Arjuna snažnih ruku.
Arjuna was not a wimp.
Arjuna nije bio kukavica.
He was a very powerful kshatriya.
Bio je vrlo moćan kshatriya.
He could shoot arrows with both hands.
Mogao je ispaljivati strijele sa obje ruke.
So many arrows he was faster than a machine gun.
Toliko mnogo je strela mogao ispaliti da je bio brži od mitraljeza.
He was able to fight for 18 days, one day after another.
Bio je u stanju da se bori čak 18 dana, dan za danom.
And there was just shooting one after arrow after another, killing people.
18 sati dnevno ili čak ponekad 24 sata dnevno ispaljujući strijelu za strijelom ubijajući ljude.
Cancer acting unlimited arrows.
Također se suprotstavljajući nebrojenim strelama koje su dolazile na
being
njega.
Hit by different kinds of astras.
Bio je pogađan različitim vrstama astri.
And he had a difficulty controlling his mind.
I on je takav imao poteškoće da kontrolira svoj um.
What to speak of ourselves?
A šta onda da kažemo o sebi, o nama?
If we got on a chariot for 5 minutes, we get seasick.
Ako bismo se mi popeli na tu borbenu kočiju samo za 5 minuta, dobili bismo morsku bolest.
And if we try to shoot one arrow, we probably cut off our finger.
A ako bismo pokušali ispalimo jednu takvu strelu, vjerovatno bismo odsjekli sebi prst.
And after, if we don't cut off our finger after 5 minutes, we'd quit. We'd be too tired. We'd lie down in the chariot and go to sleep.
A ako ne bismo odsjekli sebi prst, nakon tih 5 minuta bismo se jako umorili i napustili bismo koči i otišli bismo negdje da spavamo.
So Arjuna had such powerful concentration and still he had a problem, he said, with his mind.
Dakle, Arjuna imao tako moćnu snagu koncentracije, ali i dalje je izjavio da ima problema da kontrolira svoj um.
Mano dur nigraham chalam. It is very difficult, Krishna said, dur nigraham, to control this mind.
Krishna je rekao, jako je teško kontrolirati ovaj um.
Krishna didn't tell Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, you're in Maya, just give up all these thoughts, it's simple.
Krishna nije rekao Arjuni, moj dragi Arjuna, ti si u iluziji, u Maji, samo odbaci te sve misli i to je vrlo jednostavno.
What's the problem?
U čemu je onda problem?
You're in Maya.
Ti si u Maji.
Get out of Maya.
Izađi iz Maje.
No, he said, Abhyasena tu kunteya vairagena chagriyate. Two things, by abhyasa and by vairagya, by suitable practice and by detachment.
Dvije stvari mu je rekao. Rekao mu je putem abhyase i vairagye, prikladnom praksom i odvojenošću.
In other words, we have to do something that brings Krishna into the scene, into the picture.
Drugim riječima, trebamo činiti nešto što će dovesti Krišnu na scenu. Ili Krišnu će dovesti u sliku.
And at the same time become more receptive to Krishna.
I u isto vrijeme da budemo receptivni za Krišnu. Prijemčivi.
How to empty out our brain so that Krishna can fill it up.
Kako isprazniti sadržaj naše guma tako da Krishna može ući u njega.
And here are the remedies associated with the devotees.
I ovdje je dat lijek, društvo sa druženje za baktima.
Who are addicted to Krishna.
Koji su vezani za Krishnu, ovisni o Krishni.
That if we associate with devotees who like Krishna, who like to serve Krishna.
Ako se družimo s baktama kojima se sviđa Krishna, kojima se sviđa da služe Krishnu,
then naturally we'll like to serve Krishna too.
Prirodno i mi ćemo početi da da nam se sviđa da služimo Krishnu također.
If you go to a temple and everyone's ecstatically chanting Hare Krishna,
ako odete u hram i tamo svi u zanosu pjevaju Hare Krishna,
then naturally one feels like one becomes ecstatic also.
Tada se osoba prirodno počne osjećati također u zanosu.
And if you go to a temple, there's 100 devotees.
A ako odemo u hram u kojem je stotinu bakta,
two devotees for the kirtan,
u kojima, među kojima samo dvoje bakta učestvuje u kirtanu,
Gore and Nitai.
Gore i Nitai.
And only at prasadam can you actually find out there are actually 100 devotees in the temple.
I samo tokom prasadama možete u stvari da shvatite da postoji u tom hramu stotinu bakta.
Then obviously the enthusiasm will be a little bit less.
Onda će očito entuzijazam biti malo manji.
If you go on book distribution,
ako izađete u distribuciju knjiga,
and all you were with a devotee and the devotee goes up, excuse me, I don't want to disturb you, but would you like a book?
I ako ste s nekim baktom koji se na sljedeći način ponaša, prilazi osobi i kaže, oprostite, ne bi vas baš želio uznemiriti, ali da li biste željeli pogledati knjigu?
He goes, no, get away from me.
I osoba kaže, ne, odlazi od mene.
Sorry, I'll never do it again.
I tada bakta kaže, oprosti, neću više.
Don't call the police.
Nemojte samo zvati policiju.
So then you'll think, wow, this is really a difficult job.
Onda ćete u takvom slučaju, ako ste pored takvog bakte koji dijeli knjige, reći, o, pa ovo je zaista teško.
But if your devotee is very enthusiastic.
Ali ako ste uz baktu koji je vrlo entuzijastičan.
Hey, you.
Koji priđe osobi na ulici i kaže,
here's a book.
Hey,
take
vi,
a book.
Ovo je knjiga za vas, uzmite knjigu.
Actually, I usually stop people in a different way.
Obično ja na drugačiji način zaustavljam ljude.
I usually tell people, wow, look at those shoes. Those, wow.
Ja im obično kažem, o, pogledaj te cipele, te su, wow.
He goes, excuse me.
Ja im obično kažem, o, prostite.
Look at those shoes.
Pogledajte,
wow, fantastic.
Kako su fantastične te cipele.
My name is Phil, what's your name?
Moje ime je Phil, kako se vi zovete?
They go, Peter.
Onda oni kažu Petar.
Well, here Peter, here's a book.
Izvoli Petar, ovo je knjiga za tebe.
So then we think, wow, this is pretty simple.
Tada možemo shvatiti da to može biti vrlo jednostavno.
At least we have to be enthusiastic.
Barem bi trebali biti entuzijastični.
Because it may take some knowledge to how to counteract people's their mantras, their astras.
Naravno da će trebati nešto znanja da se nauči kako da se suprotstavi ljudskim vibracijama osoba kojima dijelimo knjige ili njihovim astrama ili mantrama.
I'm in a hurry.
Recimo osoba će reći, ja sam u žurbi.
Great, I go quick.
I onda mi kažemo, super, ja ću biti brz.
Hardly have a book.
Evo, brzo uzmite knjigu.
That's fantastic.
To je fantastično.
Give this to your friend.
Dajte je svom prijatelju.
Anyhow, there are many. It's like a battle of Kurukshetra.
Naravno, postoje razni pristupi, ali to je poput bitke na Kurukshetri.
They have their astras and we have ours.
Ljudi kojima dijelimo knjige imaju svoje astre, a mi imamo svoje astre ili oružja.
But the result is that if we stay enthusiastic,
ali da kažemo na kraju rezultat je ako ostanemo samo entuzijastični,
we know more or less what we're doing,
i ako znamo manje ili više šta činimo,
and we're patient,
i ako smo strpljivi,
then the result is that we feel enlivened.
Onda će biti rezultat da ćemo se osjećati oživljenima.
And by that enlivenment, that's what people become attracted to.
A samim tim što se mi osjećamo oživljenima, ljudi time postaju privučeni.
Not that. Sir, take a book. Please take a book. I'm suffering. No one else took a book.
Ne trebamo, znači, govoriti, o, gospodine, molim te, molim vas, uzmite knjigu. Uzmite, niko drugi do sada nije uzio. Molim vas.
Take a book.
Ja sam tako bijedan. Molim vas, uzmite knjigu od mene.
I think, oh my God.
Oni bi tada rekli, o, moj Bože.
But if we're alive and we're happy, then they become alive. Wow, what's in that book?
Ali ako smo mi živi, puni života, ako smo sretni, onda i ljudi postaju sretni i onda kažu, pa da, šta je u toj knjizi?
What made this person so ecstatic?
Šta je to učinilo ovu osobu tako zanosnom?
Let me get one of those books and find out.
Daj mi da dobijem tu jednu knjigu i da saznam.
Therefore, the Bhagavad, they teach us how to become enthusiastic, how to become confident, how to become patient.
Tako nas Bhagavata poučava kako da postanemo entuzijastični, kako da steknemo uvjerenje i kako da budemo strpljivi.
And by doing that, we learn how to perform devotional service in such a way that we actually become Krishna conscious.
I samim vršenjem aktivnosti na taj način mi u stvari vršimo predano služenje na način da postajemo svjesni Krišne.
In the spiritual world, no one is depressed.
U duhovnom svijetu niko nije deprimiran.
Nor anyone is anxious or fearful.
Niti je iko u tjeskobi ili ispunjen strahom.
No one doubts whether Krishna is actually God.
Niko ne sumnja da li je Krišna u stvari zaista i Bog.
So that's the atmosphere we have to come to.
Shodno tome, to je atmosfera do koje mi trebamo doći.
If we're full of, we're anxious.
Ako smo mi u tjeskobi.
We're full of doubts about Krishna, about what we're doing.
Ako smo puni sumnji o Krišni i o onome što mi činimo.
We're depressed.
Ako smo deprimirani.
We're full of envy and guilt.
Ako smo puni zavisti i osjećaja krivnje.
So these are the coverings that keep us from actually coming to the platform of transcendence.
To su sve te prepreke koje nas u stvari sprječavaju da dođemo na nivos. Kako da prebrodimo te ogromne oblake materijalnih želja i sumnji?
This heavy consciousness of the mode of ignorance.
Ovu tešku svjesnost u guni neznanja koja nas pritiska dole.
16 rounds of the holy name.
16 krugova svetog imena.
It's a fight.
To je bitka.
Against the three modes.
Borba protiv tri gune.
And the first round, ding.
I prvi krug, ding.
The mode of ignorance comes out.
Guna neznanja izlazi.
And we go, all right, Hare Krishna.
Onda kažemo, okay, sad se borimo Hare Krishna.
The mode of ignorance goes, whack.
Guna neznanja nas udari, whack.
And we go.
I tada mi klonemo.
Knocked out by the mode of ignorance in the first round.
No, kautirani smo od gune neznanja već u prvom krugu.
So we have to learn how to defend ourselves against these modes.
So mi trebamo da naučimo kako da se branimo od tih guna.
So that we rise above the modes.
Tako da se izdignemo iznad guna.
So we don't accept the dictation of the senses, the mind.
Tako da više ne prihvatamo diktate čula i uma.
The conceptions arising from these modes that come with them.
Ili koncepcije koje se izrađaju iz tih guna koje dolaze s njima.
There may be a spiritual world.
Možda postoji duhovni svijet.
But you're never going there.
Ali ti nikada nećeš otići tamo.
You're meant to be here and suffer.
Ti si namijenjen da budeš ovdje i da patiš.
Accept it.
Prihvati to.
Or I'll chastise you.
Ili ću te ukoriti.
Everyone else is going back.
Svako se vraća.
But you're supposed to stay here.
U duhovni svijet, ali ti si namijenjen da ostaneš ovdje.
Forever.
Za uvijek.
And ever.
I za uvijek.
Accept it.
Prihvati to.
Have faith.
Imaj vjeru u to.
So these are, and we go, oh my God. I always knew it, I was a failure.
I onda se mi osjećamo deprimirani, kažemo, o moj Bože, uvijek sam znao da sam ja neuspjeh.
Maya hit me, I deserve it.
Maya me je tako udarila, ja sam to zaslužio.
Harder.
Jače, Maya me udari me jače, ja to zaslužujem.
Purify me.
Pročisti me.
So we have to give up these conceptions, that's called detachment.
Shodno tome, moramo da odbacimo ove koncepcije koje se što se zove u stvari detachment ili odvajanje, odricanje.
And accept the fact that we're allowed to be happy.
I prihvatimo činjenicu da je nama dozvoljeno da budemo sretni.
We don't have to suffer under these false conceptions.
Mi ne moramo da patimo pod tim lažnim koncepcijama.
And at the same time we have to chant Hare Krishna.
A u isto vrijeme mi trebamo da pjevamo Hare Krishna.
Not that I found that I'm a spiritual soul, now I can do whatever I like and I'm going to live forever anyhow.
To ne znači da sad trebamo shvatiti, ok, shvatio sam da sam duhovna duša, ja ću sada mogu činiti šta god hoću jer ću anyway živjeti vječno.
One time I was distributing books on the in front of a university.
Jednom prilikom sam distribuirao knjige ispred univerziteta.
Bhagavad Gita
konkretno.
And I met one student.
I sreo sam jednog učenika ili studenta.
And I opened Bhagavad Gita and showed him the page.
I onda sam otvorio Bhagavad Gita i pokazao sam mu.
The embodied soul is changing his body.
Stih na kojem ili strancu na kojem je stih gdje piše da je utjelovljena duša ona koja mijenja tijela.
He's in a body that's always changing.
I da je utjelovljena duša u tijelima koja konstantno mijenja.
But he's always the same.
Ali je ona uvijek ista.
Somehow or another, the student, he said, wow, that's fantastic.
Na neki način je taj student rekao, wow, pa to je fantastično.
I'm not this body.
Ja nisam ovo tijelo.
That's great.
To je super.
So he said, well, here, keep the book.
Ja sam mu rekao, ok, zadrži knjigu.
Just give a donation.
Daj neku donaciju.
So he gave me the book back.
On mi je vratio knjigu.
Shook my hand.
Rukovao se sa mnom.
Said, wow, I'm not this body. That's fantastic. Rekao, that's great.
Wow, pa ja nisam to tijelo. To je fantastično. To je super.
But I don't need the book.
Ali ne treba mi knjiga.
And then he left.
I onda je otišao.
So that's called Maya.
To se zove Maya.
So we can think, wow, now my life is perfect.
Mi možemo na taj način razmišljati, wow, pa moj život je sada savršen.
I'm a vegetarian.
Ja sam vegetarijanac.
I know how to make money.
Znam kako da steknem nešto novca.
They gave me the goddess of fortune.
Dali su mi božicu sreće.
And I'm going to expand.
I ja ću to sve skupa proširiti.
Into so many plenary and partial expansions.
U tako mnogo primarnih i djelomičnih ekspanzija.
They gave me a Vaikuntha planet, my
Dali
house.
Su mi Vaikuntha planete.
And I have my Garuda in front of me.
I imam svog gurua ispred sebe.
And I go to the temple.
I idem u hram.
Every other Janmashtami.
Svakog drugog Janmashtamija.
My life is perfect.
Moj život je savršen.
Thanks a lot, Krishna.
Hvala ti puno, Krishna.
When I need you, I'll call you.
Kad te budem trebao, ja ću te pozvati.
No, one should not only develop the proper understanding of things.
Ne, osoba ne bi trebala samo razviti pravilno razumijevanje stvari.
But at the same time apply them to Krishna consciousness.
Nego u isto vrijeme ih i primijeniti u svjesnosti Krishne.
And then all these obstacles will gradually go away.
I onda će sve te prepreke postepeno nestati.
Because Maya always has something new to place in front of us.
Naravno, Maya će uvijek imati nešto novo da stavi ispred nas.
If you go on book distribution, usually the devotees would have mantras.
Ako idete u distribuciju knjiga, obično bhakte koji idu u distribuciju knjiga imaju određene mantre ili pristupe.
Like, take this book.
Recimo,
here's a book.
Kažu nekome, ovo je knjiga, uzmite ovu knjigu.
I'm a monk.
Ja sam monah.
You know what a monk is?
Znate li šta je monah?
I'm not a skunk. I'm not a punk. I'm a monk.
Ja nisam punker, ja nisam skunk. Tvor, ja sam monah. To se rimuje, na engleskom ima smisla, na našem nema.
And if you say, if you have these mantras in the right way, you say...
I onda kažu, ako te mantre složite na pravi način,
then people take books.
Kažete ih ljudima, onda će ljudi uzeti knjige.
And then you think, I got it all, now I know everything.
I onda mislite, sad znam sve.
I'm empowered.
Sad sam opunomoćen.
Maharati.
Maharati.
My name will be in the Sankirtan newsletter.
Moje ime će biti u novinama koje slave Sankirtan.
All over the three zones.
Diljem sve tri zone.
Then you, after you, you think I got the mantra? I know exactly what to say.
I onda pomislite, e, pa ja imam sad mantru, sad tačno znam šta reći ljudima u Sankirtanu.
And then as soon as you think like that,
i čim počnete na taj način razmišljati,
nearly everyone is saying, get lost.
Manje više svi vam kažu, odbi.
Get a job.
Nađi si posao.
Get a life.
Daj si nađi
get
život.
Get out of my face.
Bježi mi iz očiju.
What happened?
Vi pomislite, pa šta se sad
desilo? It's the same book.
Ista knjiga.
It's the same book bag.
Ista knjiga mi se vratila.
It's the same mantra.
Istu mantru koristim.
And I'm the same Maharati.
I ja sam isti taj Maharati.
These people are Maya.
Ovi ljudi su Maji.
They won't take a book.
Ne žele da uzmu knjigu.
So it may be the same book, it may be the same person.
Dakle, može se raditi i o istoj knjizi i o istoj osobi.
But it's a different consciousness.
Ali se radi o različitoj svijesti.
Maya has put pride right in front of us.
Maya je stavila ponos upravo ispred nas.
And no one can see this. We think, I'm a transparent media to Krishna now.
I mi mislimo da smo mi transparentni mediji do Krišne sada.
Unfortunately, pride has come between the person and Krishna.
Nažalost, ponos je stao između te osobe i Krišne.
And after enough people say, get lost.
I nakon nekog vremena ljudi počnu govoriti, odbi, odlazi.
Oh, then we go, oh Krishna, maybe I'm not such a great soul.
I onda mi počnemo se molimo Krišni, oh Krišna, pa ja možda i nisam tako velika duša.
Two hands up in the air, Hare Krishna.
Dignemo dvije ruke u zrak i pjevamo Hare Krishna.
And then the pride goes away.
I onda postepeno ode ponos.
And then again one becomes an instrument for Krishna.
I onda opet osoba ponovo postane instrument Krishna.
Same activity.
Ista aktivnost.
Different mood.
Različito raspoloženje.
Different understanding.
Različito razumijevanje.
Similarly, we can do our sadhana.
Na isti način možemo se baviti svojom sadanom.
We can do it in so many different moods.
Možemo sadanu vršiti na tako mnogo različitih načina.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Or Nik Nik Ram 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 De 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 Hey Kriki Hey Kriki Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Ram 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 Ram. There's so many different ways of chanting Hare Krishna.
Postoji tako mnogo različitih načina pjevanja ili mantranja Hare Krishna.
There's so many different moods.
Postoji tako mnogo raspoloženja.
Instead of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We think it has to be something very esoteric.
Umjesto da pjevamo na ovaj način, mislimo da se treba na neki ezoteričan način pjevati ili mantrati.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. It has to be something very strange, unusual.
To bi bilo nešto poprilično čudno ili neobično.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No, we just have to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And try and chant Hare Krishna in such a way as we're actually enjoying it.
I kada pokušamo i mantramo Hare Krishna na takav način, tada u stvari mi možemo i da uživamo u mantri.
Not that we're going Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
A ne da gledamo na sat kada će završiti naša obaveza mantranja.
Or Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Ili da dok mantramo radimo tako puno dodatnih stvari.
No, we're actually enjoying. This is time to be with Krishna.
Ne, mi u stvari trebamo u tom periodu uživati. To je vrijeme za nas da budemo sa Krišnom.
That this is the most important time of my day.
To je najvažniji dio ili najvažnije vrijeme u toku mog dana.
That I'm so happy that my spiritual master and Krishna, the disciple succession, they're giving me this opportunity.
I ja trebam biti tako sretan što mi je moj duhovni učitelj i Krišna i čitavo učeničko nasljeđe što su mi dali tu jedinstvenu priliku.
The deities have come.
Božanstva su došla.
There's a temple.
Postoji hram.
Such a nice opportunity to chant Hare Krishna.
Tako divna prilika da se pjeva Hare Krishna.
So we're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then listening.
I tada dok tako mantramo trebamo da slušamo to što mantramo.
Not to some, you know, ordinary sound vibration.
To nije neka obična zvučna vibracija.
We're listening to the ocean of sound, which is Krishna.
Mi slušamo ocean zvuka koji je Krishna.
Krishna is appearing as sound.
Krishna se pojavljuje kao zvuk.
Simply we have to become receptive to that sound.
Slično tome, mi trebamo postati prijemčivi za taj zvuk.
Just like everywhere there is radio waves, television waves.
Kao što svukuda postoje radio talas ili TV signal talasi.
Although there, maybe, I don't know about here, I guess they do have radio waves and television waves everywhere on this planet.
Svugdje, ne znam za ovdje, ali svugdje, širom svijeta postoje radio talasi ili TV talasi.
You go to the North Pole.
Ako odete čak i na sjeverni pol.
And the Eskimos have cable television.
Danas čak i Eskimi imaju kablovsku televiziju.
In the igloos.
U svojim igluima.
But we're not aware of them right now.
Ali mi ih nismo svjesni sada.
It doesn't mean they're not there.
Tih talasa, dakle, to ne znači da ti talasi, pošto ih mi nismo svjesni, nisu tu oko nas.
It means we have to get a television or a radio.
To znači da bismo ih postali svjesni, trebamo nabaviti televiziju ili radio kao
and
aparat.
Then tune into the channel.
I naštimati kanal.
And then we'll find out.
I onda ćemo saznati
what's on the channel, what's on the television.
Prikazuje na televiziji ili na tom kanalu.
Similarly, there's a television in our heart.
Tako slično tome postoji televizija u našem srcu.
Unfortunately, it's broken.
Nažalost, pokvarena je.
Lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, madness, they've broken the television.
Požuda, pohlepa, zavist, ludilo, iluzija i gnjev, oni su pokvarili tu televiziju.
Or at least they're covering.
Ili je barem prekrivaju.
So, Cheto Darpana and Marjanam, we have to fix the television.
Shodno tome Cheto Darpana Marjanam, moramo popraviti taj televizijski aparat.
And then tune in to channel Krishna.
I onda ga ugoditi na kanal koji se zove Krishna.
And the way of doing that is to chant and simply become receptive to channel Krishna. Try to tune in to channel Krishna.
A način da se to postigne, da se ugodi kanal Krishna, je da jednostavno mantramo i da budemo prijemčivi za to mantranje. Pokušajmo ugoditi kanal na kanal Krishna.
Have faith that if I simply listen and try to feel the presence of Krishna in his holy name.
Imajmo vjere da ako jednostavno slušamo i pokušamo osjetiti prisustvo Krishne u njegovom svetom imenu,
that very sound vibration, especially chanted by the devotees,
sama ta zvučna vibracija, posebno ako ju mantra bhakta,
will enter through my ears into my heart,
će ući kroz moje uši u moje srce,
and cleanse away all this different dirtiness in my heart,
i očistiti sve te razne nečistoće u mome srcu,
and then I'll become conscious of Krishna,
i onda ću postati svjestan Krishne,
and be able to feel and experience Krishna's presence,
i tada ću biti u stanju da osjetim i da iskusim Krišnino prisustvo.
And at the same time, give up this false conception.
I u isto vrijeme odbacit ću ove razne lažne koncepcije.
Therefore, Bhagavatam and the Bhagavat devotees.
Shodno tome Bhagavatam i Bhagavata Bhakta.
They're teaching us how to revive our relation with Krishna.
Oni nas poučavaju kako da ponovno oživimo naš odnos sa Krishnom.
We have all the arrows we need.
Imamo sve strijele koje su nam potrebne.
All the astras to conquer over the mind.
Sve astre koje su nam potrebne da pokorimo um.
The holy name.
Sveto ime.
Service to the devotees.
Službu ka Bhaktama.
Serving the deities,
služenje božanstava,
hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita,
slušanje Srimad Bhagavatama i Bhagavad Gite,
and try to create an atmosphere by which we can become Krishna conscious.
I shodno tome pokušajmo stvoriti ili kreirati atmosferu u skladu s kojom ćemo moći biti svjesni Krišne.
In the temple, try to create a very devotional attitude in the temple.
U hramovima, u hramu pokušajmo stvoriti vrlo devocijsko raspoloženje ili raspoloženje predanog služenja u hramovima.
There may be so many things wrong in the temple. I remember one time I was in Boston, probably came 1969.
Možda ponekad postoji tako mnogo stvari koje nisu idealne u hramovima. Sjećam se 1969. Ja sam došao i pravo pa je došao u Boston 69. godine.
And at that time we may have some romantic idea what Hare Krishna movement was like at that time.
Možda smo u to vrijeme imali neke romantične ideje kako bi Hare Krishna pokret trebao da izgleda u to vrijeme.
But there were a lot of problems.
Ali bilo je mnogo problema.
If you think you have problems now, we had a lot of problems then.
A ako vi mislite danas da imate mnogo problema danas, znajte da smo imali i mi mnogo problema tada.
But the only thing Prabhupada said, which was to correct in correction.
Jedina stvar koju je Prabhupada rekao koja nije bila tačna.
He told the managers try to keep the temple more clean.
On je rekao menadžerima pokušajte održavati temple čistim.
Try to create an atmosphere by which we can be most easily receptive to Krishna.
Ili čistim, pokušajte kreirati atmosferu u skladu s kojom ćemo biti u boljoj poziciji da budemo prijemčivi za Krishnu.
In our house, in the temple, whatever. We create an atmosphere where we can chant Hare Krishna, hear about Krishna happily.
Bilo da se radi o našoj kući ili o nekom hramu u kojem smo, pokušajmo stvoriti atmosferu u kojoj ćemo lakše mantrati Hare Krishna i slušati o Krishni.
First with attention and then the art of Krishna consciousness is the art of focusing one's attention and then giving one's love to Krishna.
Prvo sa pažnjom, a potom ćemo doći do umjetnosti služenja Krišne u kojem ćemo se fokusirati da dobijemo ljubav Krišne koju ćemo kasnije moći predati drugima.
And preaching means the same thing.
I propovjedanje podrazumijeva istu stvar.
Try to create an atmosphere, a bubble of devotion.
Pokušajmo stvoriti atmosferu koja je iznad sveg predanog služenja ili devocije.
So when people enter into that atmosphere, they also come under Krishna's control.
Shodno tome, kad ljudi uđu u tu atmosferu, da oni automatski također postanu uronjeni u nju.
So when we say, take this book,
i kada mi kažemo nekome, uzmi ovu knjigu,
Krishna is all, they can hear Krishna in their heart saying, take the book.
Da oni tom prilikom mogu čuti Krišnu u svome srcu koji im kaže, uzmi tu knjigu.
And the final test.
I konačni test,
give a donation.
Dajte donaciju.
And Krishna says, reach.
I onda Krishna kaže, posegni za.
And they do it.
Noćanikom. I tada ti ljudi to učine.
Because of the atmosphere of devotion that's created.
I zbog atmosfere devocije koja je stvorena.
In other words, by the mercy of Prabhupada, by the mercy of Prabhupada's followers.
Drugim riječima, milošću Prabhupada i milošću Prabhupadovih sljedbenika.
By the mercy of Prabhupada's books.
Milošću Prabhupadovih knjiga.
We have an opportunity to engage in these five potent processes of devotional service.
Imamo priliku da se uključimo u ili angažiramo u ovih pet procesa predanog služenja.
And if we learn the proper attitude.
I ako naučimo pravilan stav,
the proper conception of existence,
pravilnu koncepciju postojanja,
then we'll make progress on and on in devotional service.
Onda ćemo praviti progres konstantno u predanom služenju.
Because there are certain basic things we really have to accept.
Naravno, postoje određene osnovne stvari, fundamentalne, bazične koje zaista moramo prihvatiti.
That we may think, well, I'm a devotee.
Možda možemo misliti ja sam bhakta.
I've accepted everything.
Ja sam već prihvatio sve.
What more can I know?
Ta još ja mogu znati.
Well, Chanaka Pandit says, Matri Vat Paradareshu Paradvaireshu Lostravat Atmavat Sarabhuteshu Yak Pashiti Sapanditaha. Well, these are things we didn't learn in school.
Chanaka Pandit kaže, ovo su stvari koje nismo naučili u školi.
We weren't trained.
Nismo obučeni.
We are trained the opposite way.
Mi smo u stvari obučeni na drugačiji način, suprotan način.
So it seems simple.
Shodno tome izgleda jednostavno.
But it's actually quite deep.
Ali je poprilično duboko.
To look at every lady except for one's wife.
Da recimo pogledamo gledati svaku damu osim svoje supruge.
To be just like one's mother.
Kao svojom majkom.
Because nowadays, who knows how people look at their mother?
Danas, do duše, ne znamo kako ljudi gledaju na svoje majke.
But in normal in some kind of normal society.
Ali u nekoj vrsti normalnog društva.
Civilized society.
Civiliziranog društva.
When Gandhi went to England.
Jedan Gandhi je otišao u Englesku.
Mahatma Gandhi.
Mahatma Gandhi je, kada je Gandhi otišao u Indiju, u Englesku.
When he went to England, they asked him, "What do you think of English civilization?"
Kad su Gandhija u Engleskoj tada pitali, "Šta ti misliš o engleskoj civilizaciji?"
And Gandhi said, "I think it would be a good idea."
Ja sam, on je rekao, Gandhi je rekao, mislim da bi to bila dobra ideja.
So we're not living in civilized society.
Dakle, mi ne živimo u civiliziranim društvima.
Because people are taught to see every woman, even their mother, to be just like one's wife.
Jer su ljudi u ovim društvima učeni da vide svaku ženu, uključujući i svoju majku, kao svoju suprugu.
And the opposite of that, of course, every lady should see every man except for her husband to be just like her son.
A u suprotnosti na to, također i svaka dama bi trebala vidjeti svakog muškarca osim svog supruga kao svoga sina.
I don't think this is being taught in schools.
Ne smatram da je to nešto što su nas učili u školi.
Even in Croatia.
Čak i u Hrvatskoj.
Isn't that right?
Jel to tačno? Yes.
And everyone else's property to be just like garbage in the street.
I također da tretiramo svačiju tuđu imovinu poput smeća na ulici.
Because nowadays garbage is worth a lot of money.
Doduše danas smeće vrijedi mnogo novaca.
In New York people in New York City people make good amount of money going collecting garbage.
U New York, u gradu New Yorku ljudi zarađuju popriličan novac hodajući unaokolo i prikupljajući smeće.
Picking bottles out of the garbage, sometimes people make $20,000-$30,000 a year.
Samim vađenjem flaša iz smeća, ljudi kolektiranjem tih flaša stječu nekih 20 do 30.000 dolara godišnje.
But nowadays everyone thinks everyone else's property should be theirs.
Ali danas u današnje vrijeme svako misli da svačija tuđa imovina treba biti moja.
It's the give and take theory.
To je daj i uzmi teorija koja se zove daj i uzmi.
You give to me.
Ti daš meni.
And I take from you.
I ja uzmem od tebe.
And to see all living entities to be just like one's very self.
I da vidimo sva druga živa bića kao sebe.
Of course, we look at everyone as simply an object in material life. People look at each other simply as an object of exploitation.
A ipak u materijalnom životu, u materijalnom življenju, ljudi gledaju sva druga živa bića kao objekte materijalnog iskorištavanja.
The day will come, people will look at each other and think, whether that person looks like they're vanilla or chocolate or strawberry.
U današnje vrijeme, kad nekome priđemo, danas osoba u materijalnom svijetu može posmatrati na sljedeći način. Da li mi se ovaj dopada kao vanila, kao čokolada ili kao jagoda?
Whether they taste better, fried or boiled or baked.
Da li su boljeg ukusa ukoliko su pečeni, kuhani ili prženi?
That time is coming.
To vrijeme dolazi.
But now the tendency is to look at others. What can you do for me?
Dakle, tendencija je gledati u druge i pitati se šta vi možete učiniti za mene.
Even people go up and say, I'm your
Ako ljudi priđu i kažu vam, ja sam tvoj sluga.
Tell me what to do.
Reci mi šta da činim.
But it's just a tactic.
To je samo taktika.
Take me as your servant.
Prihvati me za svog slugu.
So then I can exploit you.
Shodno tome da te ja mogu kasnije iskorištavati.
So that's
just shodno tome trebamo postati civilizirani.
To look at others not with the idea of exploiting them.
Tako da gledamo druge bez
So what is the devotee?
jedan mjesec ima.
When he sees the whole world is belonging to Krishna.
Osoba koja vidi da čitav svijet pripada Krishni.
Who sees the whole world as an opportunity to serve Krishna.
Koji vidi čitav svijet kao priliku da se služi Krishna.
Who sees everyone as Krishna's servant.
Koji vidi svakoga kao slugu Krishne.
Potential to revive their relation with Krishna.
Koji ima u sebi potencijal da oživi svoj vječni odnos sa Krishnom.
So that's actual reality.
To je u stvari stvarnost.
So that we have to come to.
Do tog nivoa trebamo doći.
And the method is very simple.
A metod je vrlo jednostavan.
Hear Srimad Bhagavatam.
Slušati Srimad Bhagavatam.
Hear from the devotees.
Čuti ga od bhakta.
Try to understand what they're saying.
Slušati od bhakta, pokušati razumjeti šta nam bhakte govore.
And pray to Krishna.
I moliti se Krishni.
To see how we can apply this in our lives.
Da vidimo, da bismo vidjeli kako možemo to primijeniti u svojim životima.
As a daily practice.
U svakodnevnom životu.
Not every other jamaštama.
Ne svakog drugog jamaštamija.
So, we'll stop there. Thank
Odlično,
you.
Stati. Hvala vam puno.
Any comments?
Neki komentar?
Yes, all right.
Common question regarding this verse is, why is it stated that the bride almost
Pitanje i komentar na ovaj stih. Zašto je rečeno našta praješu, što kaže gotovo potpuno uništeno?
Because this verse is more or less from the platform of Nishta. Well, it says Nishta.
Ovo je često pitanje, zato što ovaj stih govori o platformi koja se zove Nishta.
So at Nishta, one still may have many material conceptions.
Dakle, na toj platformi Nishta osoba i dalje može imati neke materialne koncepcije.
One may have many desires.
Osoba, recimo, može imati mnogo želja.
But, apuryamana machala pratishtam samudram apa pravishanti advat Tadva kama yam pravishanti sarve sa shanti mat noti na kama kami. Person is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires.
Ali tada osoba nije uznemirena konstantnim protokom želja.
Which enter like rivers into the ocean.
Koje ulaze poput rijeka u oceane.
Which is always being filled.
Koji se konstantno ispunjavaju.
But is always still.
Ali su uvijek mirni.
He alone can attain real peace.
Takva osoba koja može tako tretirati svoje želje može dostići mir.
Not the man who strives to satisfy such desires.
A ne osoba koja se trudi da zadovolji takve želje.
If anyone has ever gone on a merry-go-round. Merry-go-round, you know, we have these horses and all these different
Ako je iko išao na vrtešku ili ringišpil?
Has anyone here ever been on a merry-go-round?
Da li je neko bio na ringišpilu ikada?
Yeah, so on the merry-go-round you're going up and down, up and down.
Na toj vrtešci vi se ponekad popnete gore, ponekad dođete dole.
And generally they have these rings.
I obično imaju one prstenove.
And if you can grab one of the rings, then you get a free ride.
I ako možete uhvatiti jedan od tih prstenova, dobijete dodatnu besplatnu vožnju.
They have that here also.
Da li postoji tako nešto i ovdje također?
Yes. You had to know which rides to go on.
Morate znati na koje vožnje idete.
Anyhow, in America they have that. They have rings, and if you grab the ring, then you get a free ride.
U svakom slučaju, u Americi imaju na tim vrteškama također i neke prstenove koje ako dohvatite, možete ostvariti dodatnu besplatnu vožnju.
Material life is like that.
Materijalni život je također poput toga.
You're riding on the chariot of the mind.
Vi jašete na koči svoga uma.
In this body.
U ovom tijelu.
So we're going around, going through our experience.
I idemo unaokolo, na taj način prolazimo kroz svoje iskustvo.
And Maya is flowing by with a real different things she's offering.
A Maya uz nas također plovi sa različitim stvarima koje nam konstantno nudi.
What about something to eat?
Šta misliš da recimo ovo pojedeš? Ili da možda odeš spavati?
Sex.
Malo seksa?
Anxiety.
Tjeskobe.
We're going, yeah, I like that.
A mi
that
kažemo,
looks good.
Da, to mi se sviđa, to je dobro.
So we take it seriously what the mind is offering us.
I mi na taj način ozbiljno shvatimo majne ponude i uhvatimo se za to ono što nam nudi.
So there's offerings for a devotee in Nishta, there may be mind's offering.
Tako da ti te ponude za bhaktu koji na nivou ništa, one mogu biti ponude uma.
But the devotee is not disturbed by it.
Ali bhakta nije uznemiren tim ponudama.
Because he's so much full in Krishna consciousness.
Jer je toliko ispunjen svjesnošću Krishne.
He doesn't take the mind so seriously.
Da ne prihvata um toliko ozbiljno.
Even there's illumination, Krishna says. Aprakasham pravritis cha pramado moha eva cha. Actually, that's a different one. It's aprakasham pravritis cha moham eva cha pandava nadveshti sampravritani nirvritani kangshiti. Krishna is explaining the process by which we become self-realized.
Krishna u ovom stihu objašnjava proces uz pomoć kojeg možemo postati samospoznati.
And he says one who is not attached to illumination.
I osoba, kaže se, osoba može biti vezana za prosvjetljenje.
Or aversion.
Ili biti, imati averziju prema prosvjetljenju.
Or attachment.
Ili vezanost.
When they're present.
Kada je prisutno.
Nor longs for them when they're absent.
Osoba niti žudi za prosvjetljenjem kada je prisutno, niti čezne za njim kada je odsutno.
Who knows that only, well, ultimately he says that he knows that only material senses are engaged in their objects.
Osoba zna da sva materijalna čula su angažirana u predmete čula.
But he's actually aloof from them.
Ali on je iznad toga, odvojen od toga svega.
So Maya may present things, but the devotee doesn't become disturbed.
Shodno tome Maya može prezentirati određene stvari, ali bhakta time ne postaje uznemiren.
And as the devotee concentrates more on Krishna,
i kako se bhakta više koncentrira na
Krishnu, becomes more conscious of Krishna,
postaje više svjestan Krishne,
then all these desires, all these materialistic conceptions will be burnt by the presence of Krishna.
Samim prisustvom Krishne će postepeno sve te materialističke želje biti spaljene.
And then the devotee becomes completely peaceful.
I onda će bhakta postati u potpunosti smiren.
Itai damso samrido ganir bhasmatsat krute arjuna ganagni sarvakarmani bhasmatsat krute tata. As a blazing fire turns firewood to ashes, so it is the fire of transcendental knowledge burnt to ashes all the reactions of our previous activities.
Kao što vatra koja proždire šumu pretvara je u pepeo, tako će i vatra transcendentalnog znanja spržiti sve materialne želje koje nam mogu doći.
So when we're not distracted,
tako nećemo biti odvučeni.
We're not pouring water on the fire anymore. By our distraction.
Ne moramo više dodavati vodu na vatru.
Then as we concentrate more on Krishna and give our love to him more.
Što nas odlači, možemo se više fokusirati i koncentrirati na Krishnu i ljubav ka njemu.
Then in Krishna's presence all the illusions, all the attachments will gradually be dissipated.
A onda potom u prisustvu Krishne sve iluzije i sve vezanosti će postepeno otići.
Is that right?
Jel to okay?
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Još nešto?
Yes. Ta.
Oh, yeah. There was a plan that we should change. We should fight the material gunas. We should try to overcome the gunas, you know, to recognize it. And also, I mean, instead of Tata Guna, it's the platform from where we can understand Krishna. But we should also overcome that.
Pokušat ćemo da sažmemo. Rekao se da trebamo da mantramo i da kroz mantranje također nadiđemo gune. To vjerojatno podrazumijemo da trebamo da nadiđemo i satva gunu, jer je rečeno u spisima da tek sa nivoa šuda satve možemo, u stvari sa nivoa satva gune možemo da spoznamo Krišnu, ali rečeno je da trebamo doći na nivo šuda satve. Kako sad to shvatiti? Da li trebamo nadići i praktično, kako praktično nadići te gune?
Satva
guna znači
we're awake,
da smo probuđeni,
we're chanting with attention,
da mantramo sa pažnjom.
And pure goodness is we're not only awake and chanting with attention.
A čista vrlina ne znači da samo smo probuđeni da mantramo s pažnjom.
We're lovingly chanting to Krishna.
Nego smo sa ljubavlju posvećeni Krishni.
We're actually happily chanting.
Ili mantramo sa srećom, sa zadovoljstvom, sretno mantramo.
Then in Krishna's presence that means daivam mahatmanas tumam bharata. Daivi prakriti ashitya bhajanya nanya manaso gyatva bhutadim aviyam. The great souls, when they're engaged in service, they're under the protection of the divine energy.
Kada je Krishna prisutan, kaže se kao u ovom stihu, velike duše koje su angažirane u predano služenje, one su zaštićene mojom božanskom energijom.
So we chant nicely, then we're actually chanting like a child calling for his mother,
ako budemo mantrali lijepo na način kao što dijete poziva svoju majku,
then Srimati Radharani and Krishna are there.
Onda će Srimati Radharani i Krishna biti tu.
And if we feel their presence,
i ako mi osjetimo njihovo prisustvo,
then we'll be in the divine energy.
Onda ćemo mi biti u toj božanskoj energiji.
They are the divine energy.
Jer su oni božanska energija.
Anything else?
Neko drugi?
Da.
Maharaj, at the beginning, in the commentary, I think Prabhupada mentioned Narada Muni, I think.
Yes.
Da.
Koliko po tvojom mišljenju ili to spoznanje, tvoje vedsko ili transcendentalno spoznanje, Narada Muni imao mogućnost da djeluje dok je došao na položaj da služi sa majkom? Koliko je on imao mogućnosti da utiče na bilo to sve skupa, da ostane ili da ne ostane?
According to your opinion, how much was Narada Muni able to influence the circumstances bringing him to the position where he could, together with his mother, serve the sages? Was that Vilop was able to serve the sages?
Well, these are all Krishna's arrangements.
To su sve Krishnini aranžmani.
I mean, there is some explanation of who Narada Muni was in some previous lifetime.
Naravno, postoji neka objašnjenja o tome ko je bio Narada Muni u nekim od prethodnih života.
But I don't know if that particular pastime is relevant to this particular pastime.
Ja ne znam da li je ta specifična zabava relevantna u odnosu na ovu zabavu.
When Narada Muni was with the demigods, he was a great demigod.
Gdje se pominjalo da je Narada Muni bio sa polubogovima i da je on bio veliki polubog.
And during a sacrifice,
i da je tokom žrtvovanja,
Narada Muni was with the ladies singing songs.
Da je Narada Muni bio sa damama i da je pjevao pjesme.
And the demigods became disturbed and cursed him to become a shudra.
I da su ga polubogovi zbog toga uznemireni time prokljeli da postane šudra.
In any case, Narada Muni is a special personality.
Ali u svakom slučaju Narada Muni je posebna osoba.
But we know that devotees get these opportunities because somehow or another they came in contact with devotees in the past life.
Ali mi znamo da bhakte na neki način dođu u takve prilike zato što su u nekim od prethodnih života bili bhakte, bili angažirani u predano služenje.
Srila Rupa Goswami writes in the Nectar of Devotion.
Srila Rupa Goswami piše u Amrozi predanosti.
That devotional service is generally a continuum over many lifetimes.
Da se predano služenje generalno nastavlja tokom mnogo života.
But sometimes by good fortune, even one hasn't practiced devotional service, one comes in contact with pure devotees.
Ali ponekad, čak i ako osoba nije prakticirala redovno predano služenje, osoba može doći u kontakt sa čistim baktama.
So whether Narada Muni bought a book in his last lifetime?
Da li je možda Narada Muni kupio knjigu u svom prethodnom životu?
That's not stated.
To nije rečeno.
Or whether he took prasadam?
Ili da li je možda uzeo prasadam?
Or chanted the holy name?
Ili pjevao sveto ime?
But he must have done something.
Ali očito nešto je morao učiniti.
Yes.
Da.
Ja sam htio pitati, u početku si pomenuo
Maharaj, I wanted to ask, I think at the beginning you quoted verses from Bhagavad Gita, I think from 12th chapter, I think verses 13 to 15, something about demoniac nature.
No, that's 16th chapter.
To je 16. poglavlje.
13 to 15.
Stihovi su 13 do 15.
Yeah.
I wanted actually to ask, because it was mentioned in Shastra that in this age people of demoniac nature will dress in the dress of a saint and will also approach spiritual communities. So my interest is. These people, these persons, are obviously trying to achieve or attain position or power, and only then, when they achieve those, they would reflect their qualities. What is our responsibility when we notice such behavior? What is our responsibility? What are we supposed to do?
Call the Vishnu Dutas.
Pozovi Vishnu Dute. Pravilo. Because they then are able to set the example, and when they set the example, these examples may become our standards.
Well, I mean, the leader should be vigilant. The leadership should be vigilant.
Rukovodstvo ili management treba biti transparentno.
But most
okay.
Certified demon, vigilant, careful.
Yeah, znači, rukovodstvo ili management treba biti pažljivo, treba biti oprezno.
Who's allowed to live in our temples?
Ko bi trebao živjeti u našim hramovima?
Who's allowed to take different positions of leadership?
Ko bi mogao uzeti različite položaje u rukovodećim strukturama?
People who are qualified should be put in these positions.
Ljudi koji su kvalificirani trebaju staviti na te položaje.
On the other hand, if someone is chanting Hare Krishna over an extended period of time,
i naravno da te osobe mantraju Hare Krishna tokom određenog malo dužeg vremenskog perioda,
following the four regular principles,
i da također slijede četiri regulativna principa,
and serving under the guidance of Krishna's devotees,
i da služe pod vođstvom Krišninog bhakti,
it would be very hard for a demon to do that for a long period of time.
Biće jako teško nekom demonu da to radi jedno duže vrijeme.
People in India, they used to think we're CIA agents.
Ljudi u Indiji su mislili da smo mi agenti CIA.
As if CIA agents are going to shave their heads, put on robes, follow four regular principles.
Kao da bi CIA agenti bili u stanju da ošišaju svoje glave, svoju kosu na glavi, stave ove odore i slijede četiri regulativna principa.
Chant Hare Krishna.
I da pjevaju Hare Krishna.
And serve under the guidance of Krishna's devotees.
I da služe pod vođstvom Krišninog bhakte.
Not very likely.
Ne bi to bilo tako lako moguće.
Possible.
Možda je moguće.
But if they do that long enough, they'll probably become a devotee.
Ali ako oni budu to radili dovoljno dugo, vjerojatno će oni sami postati bhakte.
Anything else?
Još nešto?
One more.
Pitanje je dakle, u Hrvatskoj na primjer je kroz svo ovo vrijeme podijeljeno na hiljade knjiga, podijeljeno na tone prasadama, i primjera radi, jučer su prolazili biciklisti ovom ulicom pored našeg hrama i bakte su im davale prasadam. Da li to znači da se tom prilikom u njima posijalo sjeme predanog služenja i da će od tog trenutka Krišna se pobrinuti za njih, voditi ih, jer na neki možda u ovom životu da postanu bakte ili možda u sljedećem, ali na neki način to pitam zato što ne uviđam da se tako brzo stvaraju bakte na ovom području, iako se toliko mnogo hiljada knjiga i toliko mnogo tona prasadama podijelilo.
The type of sukriti.
to se zove sukriti.
There are different types of sukriti.
Ili agyata sukriti, to su
agyata, umuka sukriti, bhakti umuka sukriti.
Postoje različite vrste sukriti, ne mora biti samo agyata sukriti.
Oh, agyati sukriti. They get some advancement.
Dakle, oni će napraviti neki napredak.
Especially how, what kind of atmosphere is generated.
Posebno u odnosu na atmosferu koja se stvara prema njima.
If a devotee is very blissful,
ako su bhakte kojim prilaze vrlo blaženi,
and he does his service with great devotion,
ili ako bhakta kojim prilazi je vrlo blažen i radi svoju službu sa velikom predanošću,
or if he explains something in the book and people understand it,
ili ako objasni nešto iz knjige, a to ljudi razumiju,
that may be the beginning of their devotional service.
To može biti početak njihovog predanog služenja.
But it's not that Krishna is going to immediately guide them to become a devotee.
Al to ne znači da će ih Krishna direktno voditi da bi oni postali bhakte.
Only when they want to become a devotee, Krishna will guide them how to become a devotee.
Tek kad oni požele da postanu bhakte, Krishna će ih onda voditi i pomoći im na tome kako da ostvare svoju želju, to jest da postanu bhakte.
Somehow or another they engage in service, so that's absolute.
Na neki način oni se angažiraju u službi i to je apsolutno.
And if the taste is good enough, is strong enough,
ako razviju svoj ukus dovoljno jak,
then they'll get another opportunity. Want another opportunity.
Dobit će još jednu priliku, dobit će drugu priliku. Zaslužuju drugu priliku.
And Krishna will arrange it there.
I Krishna će je urediti.
But we can't expect someone is killing animals his whole life.
Ali ne možemo očekivati od nekoga ko čitav život ubija životinje.
And he gets a simply wonderful.
I dobije kuglicu Simply Wonderful.
And now he's going back to God.
Da će se zbog toga vratiti nazad kući Bogu.
No, he may, if he gets enough Simply Wonderful, he likes the Simply Wonderful.
Možda ako mu se svide Simply Wonderful.
And he gets another one.
I ako dobije još jedan.
Becomes a vegetarian.
I ako ta osoba postane vegetarijanac.
Starts chanting Hare Krishna.
Počne mantrati Hare Krishna.
Then he'll go back to God.
Onda će se vratiti nazad kući Bogu.
Depends.
Sve to zavisi.
What his consciousness is.
O tome kakva je svjesnost te osobe.
And the power of the devotee, his devotional potency.
I također o moći o bhakte koji mu pruža nešto od toga što si spomenuo.
The Prabhupada also said, if you light a match in a dark room.
Dakle, o moći tog bhakte koji mu prilazi, o njegovoj duhovnoj snazi. Prabhupada je rekao, ako upalite jednu šibicu u mračnoj sobi,
then the darkness can't put the match out.
Onda čak i ta tama može nadvladati šibicu.
So that one moment of illumination.
Darkness cannot or can.
Darkness can put the match out.
Cannot.
No.
Dakle,
have you ever noticed when you light a match, the darkness is.
Dakle, korekcija prevoditelja, ako upalimo jednu šibicu u mračnoj sobi, taj mrak u sobi ne može nadvladati svjetlost od šibice.
So that one moment of association with devotee could be enough to put them on the right path.
Dakle, taj jedan trenutak druženja s bhaktom može biti dovoljno da se osobu o kojoj si govorio stavi na pravi put.
But especially if they get a book.
Ali posebno ako dobiju knjigu.
Then there is an opportunity to get more association with the devotee.
Da se stiče prilika da se dobije još više druženja s bhaktom.
But it'll be up to them whether they take advantage of it.
Ali ako smo mi uz njih, oni trebaju iskoristiti tu priliku.
People are very sinful.
Ljudi su jako grešni.
And impious.
I nepobožni.
Those who are diskritines.
To su duškritine.
It's unlikely they'll take much advantage.
Nije baš tako vjerovatno da će oni iskoristiti mnogo tih prilika koje im se pružaju.
Majority of people are innocent.
Ali većina ljudi su nevini.
So many of them will take advantage eventually.
Shodno tome, mnogi će od tih iskoristiti priliku u konačnici. Do određenog nivoa.
But in any case, that's not our business so much.
U svakom slučaju, to nije naš posao.
Our business is to be Krishna conscious.
Naš posao je da budemo svjesni Krišne.
To be a media between transparent media between them and Krishna.
Da budemo transparentni medium između njih i Krishne.
And if Krishna is present,
i ako je Krishna prisutan,
we'll become blissful.
I mi ćemo postati blaženi.
And that will affect them more than anything else.
I onda ćemo moći utjecati na bilo šta drugo više nego ikada prije.
If we feel the happiness by associating with Krishna.
Ako se mi osjećamo sretnima zbog druženja s Krishnom.
Then they'll feel happiness associating with someone who's feeling happiness associating with Krishna.
Onda će se i oni osjećati sretni da se druže s nekim ko se osjeća sretno zbog toga što se druži s Krishnom.
They'll get some effect.
Tako da će dobiti neki oni efekat.
Thank you.
Okay, hvala vam.
Hvala. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Bol. Oh.